I feel like most people are done eating right now. If you are, this might gross you out a little bit. You're not eating, are you? You're good?
I'm good.
Just got your apple juice? Honest opinion on this. You can also let us know, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram.
What is this going to be? Like, how gross?
It's not, well, I mean, everything's really gross to you. I don't think it's that gross. Don't look. Quit looking.
Okay.
Let me talk to you. Experts are warning, and I disagree with these experts, not to eat food after a fly lands on it because they carry bacteria. These experts say that flies carry more than 200 forms of harmful bacteria thanks to the digesting things they tend to land on, such as rotting food and poo-poo.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've heard this before. I've heard that flies, when they land on something, they immediately, like, poop on it.
Yeah, pretty much. And they have thousands of tiny hairs on their arms and legs of that fly. That means those dangerous germs can transfer to your food if a fly lands on it. They say it just takes about a second. There's no five-second rule. 1 second for a fly to transfer the bacteria to your food. I don't like flies. Like, I'm not like, oh, man, I'll let those flies gather up. But, like, if you go to a picnic or eat outside, like a family barbecue, usually the flies, you know, yeah, they'll start flocking together. Will you still eat that food, though? Like, if a fly lands on a burger or something, are you like,
yeah, you just want it away.
Now, like, producer MYK, the germaphobe of the show.
Oh, you just rip off the part that the fly landed on.
No, that's what I'm saying. Would you rip it off, or would you just be like, oh, that whole thing's total garbage? Like, I'm not going to touch that.
I mean, like, if a fly lands on the burger, like, say the burger's in your hand with the bun and everything, just rip off the piece that the fly landed on. You know I'm a big old germaphobe, but, like,
you
don't have to throw the whole damn burger away. Just, you know, as long as the fly wasn't, like, you know, dancing on your burger.
Well, I prefer when they dance.
Dance, dance, poopy in the pants. For me, it's like, if it's sitting there for a while, there's, like, more than one fly, I will have a big problem with that. But usually I'll do the same thing. Like, if it lands on a burger, all right, gonna do a little burger surgery. That part, no
burger
good anymore.
Surgery.
If your burger was unattended, though, and you came back to the table and you saw the fly, you have no idea what the fly did to your burger. You throw the whole damn thing away.
Now, here's my thing.
Burgery. Burger surgery.
Burgery for sure, yeah.
He committed burgery.
On the fly.
Now, let me ask you this. That was a good joke, by the way. Hold on. I can't leave you hanging out there. Thank you. Thank you. Is it your responsibility? Let's say, like, I'm hanging out at the picnic. It's us three doing our thing. I go do something, and I'm gone for, like, 30 seconds, and you see a fly land on my food. And it's there for a good 10, 15 seconds just doing its poo-poo dance. Like, oh, it's so fun to poop on this burger. I love it. I'm just going to poop over here and poop over there. Do you tell me when I come back, or do you just kind of let that go?
No.
Or do you say, Joe, dude, that fly right there took a huge dump on your burger?
I don't tell you that. Like, why
you
would
wouldn't
I?
Tell me? You just would let me eat the poo-poo burger?
Yeah,
the doo-doo
platter.
It's not your responsibility, right?
Right, exactly. Oh. I'm looking at my own food. I'm protecting my own food from the fly.
Wow. All right, now I know who I work with right here. People are going to let me eat, like, you know, fly poop for a living.
Burgers and flies.